More than 4 million people are still without electricity in South Florida, and the number of deaths in the state attributed to Hurricane Wilma has risen to 14. Officials are struggling to get food, water, and ice to those without power 4 days after the storm hit. Jay Weaver is a reporter with the Miami Herald, and he says that among other challenges, few gas stations are open and there are no streetlights or signals on the roads.
It's been a kind of a situation that requires some, you know, courtesy and etiquette. And remarkably, it's worked, but there aren't that many people going to work because the offices, the courts, the schools, you know, the sort of everyday workplace life is completely come to a screeching halt. What people are doing on the street right now, 4 days after the storm, is looking for gasoline and looking for ice and water at distribution centers that are being run by the state as well as FEMA. And it's been going okay, but not as well as people think it should.
What was the problem with getting emergency supplies in quicker? Why wasn't there enough water, enough ice, enough food pretty quickly?
Well, the problem, you know, is that the officials were saying they were overwhelmed. They were saying that we didn't expect there would be this many people in need. And it took about 36 hours, 24 to 36 hours to get the first shipments in. And the shipments had been spotty. But you know, what the emergency operators are telling you is that we always prioritize. We got to go with our rescue people first, with hospitals, you know, police. But there has been a kind of delay, and even Governor Bush said yesterday at a press conference that he wanted to take the blame because he wants the state to really be on the front lines and taking the most responsibility for relief, and that it's not really FEMA's sole responsibility or primary responsibility, that they fill the gaps, they provide the backup. So there's still that confusion even weeks after Katrina slammed the Gulf Coast.
Governor Bush also seemed to be laying some of the blame on Floridians, saying they had plenty of time to lay in 3 days' worth of supplies.
That's true. But when you're an emergency, you know, operations center and you're, you know, urging people to prepare, you know, this is a hurricane-weary state and they're tired, they're frustrated, and some were just disinterested. And they didn't really get a full sense that the storm could hit here full bore. And this is just one more example where they have fallen short.
You know, Jay, Florida was whapped by a whole series of hurricanes last year. How was the response then different from the response now?
Frankly, I think it's very hard to say. We had a story in today's paper that made comparisons between the response time for Ivan, which was a storm that hit the panhandle, versus, say, the response to this storm. And, you know, we're talking about maybe 24, 36 hours in difference in terms of the response time. And people still are scratching their heads. What is taking so long? We're just talking about water and ice and getting gas pumps going. So people are wondering, why is this response so mediocre? What's wrong with our government? The mayor of Hollywood was saying in today's paper, why can't they get ice to our communities? What is the problem here? Why can't they get water to our communities? What's with the delays? Why are the supplies running out? She's, you know, she shuddered to think what would happen if it was a worst case scenario where we really had a crisis on our hands.
Well, Jay Weaver, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Jay Weaver is a Metro reporter for the Miami Herald.